RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
You know what that music means. We waited until Tuesday because, you know, there's a whole Monday night football game. And whether or not you like it, you probably had to pay attention to the Rams and Falcons.
I think we might be projecting on that because I didn't like it, but I paid attention to it.
And then here we are calling Kirk Cousins Kirko Bangs again, and I'm not okay with that either. But the Falcons won 27-24, and that was perplexing. Bijan Robinson ran all over everybody all of the time. He ends up with 195 yards in this game and a touchdown, ran for 93 on his longest. And that's kind of the idea, is run the football and good things will tend to happen. But if you'd asked me if I thought the Rams were going to lose to the Falcons, I don't care what the scenario is, I would have not said that. But yeah, 27-24 Atlanta.
If you told me the best team in the NFC South that was playing the best football in the NFC South was the New Orleans Saints, I wouldn't have bought that either. But here we are, winners of four in a row, including wins over both the Panthers and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
It's that part that makes it extra confusing, is that if you look at the standings now, and we've joked about how somebody has to win the NFC South.
But it's real.
One of you has to win. And right now the Carolina Panthers lead the division at 8-8. Then it's Tampa Bay at 7-9, and the Falcons and Saints were eliminated from playoff contention, despite, yes, what Marshall mentioned. The Saints are winners of four in a row. By the way, Niners have now won six straight after their win over the Bears. Seattle has won six straight, and then you've got the Rams, who after that loss are 11-5. So the NFC West, still far and away, I think, the best division in football. And the playoff seeding starts to kind of take shape, guys.
Yeah, and I was looking at that West too, Layla, and it feels like, I mean, it's easy to look at Seattle and San Francisco and say that they both won, as you said, six in a row, those two teams. The Rams, I feel like most of the year when we do this segment, we've considered them to be the best team.
They're my pick.
I confess.
Go to the Super Bowl.
Really? Still? Like, I feel like San Francisco.
Seattle looks really good.
I mean, they all do. I mean, with Kyle Shanahan clicking with his court, because it comes down to quarterback and coach when it's the playoffs. If you want to make it that, and maybe that's oversimplifying, but boy, does San Francisco have that right now.
Well, here's why this is so important, because if San Francisco beats Seattle this weekend,
yeah,
they get the one seed.
Yeah.
And that, I think, takes Seattle out of the mix because now
Clear
they got to go on the road to do stuff.
Path.
And you want to talk about a team where the home field advantage will absolutely translate
Seattle
into points? It's Seattle.
Yeah.
So, yeah, this game becomes absolutely crucial. And Marshall, 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, maybe, we're looking at the last week of the season, week 18, seeing what all was on the line, and you deduced that the Monday night or the Sunday night football game was going to be Steelers and Ravens, and lo and behold,
you just can't go wrong with that matchup. You notice they put the other division big games on Saturday night with the doubleheader.
Yeah.
And they were like, but for Sunday night, we're going to give you Old Faithful. Mike Tomlin, now including Aaron Rodgers as a bonus, and the Steelers going up against multiple-time MVP Lamar Jackson and the Baltimore Ravens.
Are we sure he's healthy?
Oh, no, we're definitely not sure he's healthy.
Yeah.
But that game is going to be healthy, and those ratings are going to be healthy. I can tell you that.
What did happen to your Aaron Rodgers and your Steelers against your Cleveland Browns?
Okay, so they're both mine? Yeah. You're giving me possession of all of it?
I give you all the AFC.
The AFC North belongs to me?
Congratulations. What a prize.
You're welcome.
Myles Garrett said it best. They were more obsessed with stopping me from breaking the NFL single-season sack record than they were actually winning the game.
Mm-hmm.
And they thought they could wait till the last minute to win it. Did not work out for them. But now Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers will win this game. And they're still going to be a threat because whoever doesn't win these other divisions has to come to them as a wild card team.
Also, low-key, isn't it kind of an amazing statement when you could say that you were more obsessed with stopping me than winning the game and then you lose?
It's a bad statement.
You know what that means? You are a game changer. Mm. Not that we needed any proof, but there it is, Myles Garrett.
But back to our around the NFL, from an NFC standpoint, now you're looking as a Bears. First of all, Bears fans, root for the Niners this weekend.
No. Boo.
You want to have to go to Seattle?
Nope.
Oh, okay, then why would you not root for the Niners?
Because they just beat the Bears. And I'm
but hold up. What?
Tie.
What has you more?
I think Seattle's no, still right.
You
got to
think big picture here, Layla. In the grand scheme of things, the Bears, they win, they beat the Lions, they get to play two games in a row, and they win both those games. What sounds more appealing to you? A trip to San Francisco, where you know the Bears can hang, or a trip to Seattle, where that home field advantage, as you just mentioned, is deadly?
What a great question.
I'm worried about the very first part of this. I'm still trying to figure out whether or not I want the Bears to face an NFC West opponent or the Packers for a third time.
It's the Packers.
Knowing math. Like, that really concerns me.
It's the Packers.
You know what's amazing about the NFC North? Think about last year, what was going on with Detroit and Minnesota and Green Bay and not the Bears. Like, you look at Green Bay right now, lost three in a row. Minnesota, 8-8, lost four in a row.
Woof. No, Minnesota's won four in a row.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, one
yeah,
four in a row.
In the right
yeah. Sorry, I don't have my glasses on. And Detroit has lost three in a row. They were just eliminated by Minnesota, of course, who did win that game, Mark.
Yeah, that's what's crazy about the Vikings, though, is that they were 4-8 and now they're 8-8.
Yeah, I don't know what that means for them. I'm talking about heading into next year. Have they figured? I haven't been watching Minnesota football closely enough. Have they figured stuff out?
Well, Max Brosmer's been playing quarterback, so I would say no.
They haven't figured stuff out.
I would say that Kevin O'Connell is a good head coach.
Sir, we got Max Brosmer. Max Crosby? No. Yeah, Max Brosmer.
That sounds like a Bears thing.
That's a tough letdown you just gave me right there.
The Bears will have Max Crosby in like 8 years.
Mark, are you with me, though, on
the way it works?
Are you going to help get the message out the Bears fans should be rooting 37? For the 49ers this weekend? Are you with me on
Wait,
that?
Wait, what?
The Bears fans should be rooting for the 49ers against the Seahawks so that the 49ers end up as the one seed and not the Seahawks.
Because then the Bears would potentially have to go to Santa Clara.
Seattle. You don't want to go to Seattle for a playoff game.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
I think you're right.
Yeah, thank
probably.
You.
Probably.
Both
yeah.
suck, frankly.
Yeah, both
no.
do.
Both are not great.
That's why I'm saying I think you're right. I'm closing my eyes.
The lesser of the suck is probably Santa
and
Clara.
And let me add Rosenblum. One more wrinkle to that. There's a lot better chance of the 49ers losing a home game in the divisional round than there is of the Seahawks losing a divisional game at home.
Do you know what the Seahawks differential is?
It's plus 181. It is the highest in the National Football League.
And it's not even close. The Patriots is plus 142.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great. but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
And oh, by the way, we're talking about win streaks. How about the Texans, winners of 8 in a row? And then their divisional rival, the Jaguars, winners of 7 in a row.
Yeah, and I got money
Be lucky you're not in the AFC still, I guess.
I got money on the Texans winning the division. So go ahead and fall down, Jacksonville. Hey, I appreciate that.
What a twist and plot turn twists.
What about the Colts? They had their own plot twist, man.
That was
a 6-2 start.
Weren't they 7-1?
They were 6-2.
I thought they were 7-1.
I thought they were 7-1. I think you got to check your facts on that.
Okay,
one.
Maybe I'll check my facts.
Check your snacks.
Maybe you guys are right.
Yeah, I think they were.
I'm pretty sure they were 6-2 and then lost 6-1.
They were 7-1.
No, they were 7-1.
When they beat the Titans, they were 7-1.
So they're now 8-8, and they've lost 6 in a row.
Is that bad? Riley Leonard's starting at quarterback.
It's Uncle
Phil's
out.
Sir, we got Max Brosmer. Who?
Uncle Phil's out. Phil Rivers is not starting this Sunday. But back to
Rivers secured the insurance and then got out of there.
Five more years plus
five. The Tennessee Porthians are 3-13.
So... I say this again. I just want to make sure we're all on the same page here. You want the Niners to be the one seed because the chances of them losing a playoff game at home are much higher than the chances of the Seattle Seahawks losing a playoff game at home.
Probably.
And you don't want to go to Seattle for a playoff game. You don't want to do that.
So other than focusing on that pivotal game,
okay,
which is what we just discussed,
yes.
49ers Seahawks, that's Saturday night on ABC/ESPN.
Yes.
Breaking news. I watch ESPN.
And you say it.
Yeah.
I think the Manny Cast is on ESPN.
See how passionate I am?
Four-letter network.
What is the second game of interest to you outside of the Bears? I think it's got to be Ravens Steelers, right? Here are your options. Number one, you have Panthers and Buccaneers, and someone has to win this division game. Number two, you have Saints, Falcons, Browns, Bengals, Packers, Vikings. Maybe you watch it just to see what the Packers are doing against the Vikings. Cowboys, Giants, Titans, Jaguars, Colts, Texans, Jets, Bills, Lions, Bears, Chargers, Broncos. Where we know that Herbert will sit. He's battling an injury, which is a shame because that could have been a very sexy game. Chiefs, Raiders, Cardinals, Rams, Dolphins, Pats, Commanders, Eagles, and then Ravens, Steelers. So those are your choices. What piques your interest?
Well, definitely the Carolina-Tampa game because that directly affects who's doing what in the NFC playoffs. So I think that's at the top of my list.
Washington Eagles, of course.
Same reason?
For math.
What,
it's not a great
Philly's
game.
What Philly's going to look like going into the playoffs?
I think Philly's going to destroy them. I really do. And then the next game for me probably, I guess it's going to be... The slate is not beautiful.
I know.
It's not as pretty as when we looked at it a few weeks ago.
Because a few weeks ago, the Colts-Texans looked like a thing, right? Before they fell off the face of the earth.
The better question is, I wonder if the Texans try to just keep it going, knowing you've won 8 in a row, or do you try to give some people some rest?
That's a good question.
Did you
well.
Mention Chargers at Denver?
Yes, she did.
Because Justin Herbert's not playing.
That's the thing. Like, that would have been an incredible game considering Herbert versus Knicks and like that defense on Denver, and you want to see how that plays out, but it doesn't have the same draw that it had previously.
Yeah.
I think the only other game I'm going to really have an eye on is Rams and Cardinals because I just want to, like, Rams, you're okay, right? Like, it's a check-in on the Rams.
If they lose to the Cardinals, do you have any confidence that they would win in the playoffs?
That is pretty easy to pick either Seattle or San Francisco after that because you've been pretty steadfast and understandably, Marshall, on the Rams. I think you too, Layla. So
I liked the Rams. I did pick them to make it to the Super Bowl to face the Bills. That was my preseason pick.
It's not a bad pick.
It's not like, yeah.
I don't even want to know what my pick was.
I think Ravens and Steelers becomes the watch.
It wasn't the Packers.
No, it wasn't the Steelers either.
Ah, see, there you go. No one associated with Aaron. Wasn't the Jets. No one associated with Aaron Rodgers was on your list.
No,
to make,
it just can't be.
Make big things happen.
It's in the family. I don't have to tell you.
The Eagles are interesting because I do want to know what version of the Eagles heads into the playoffs. Is it the version that, you know, didn't get any passing yards in a whole half?
Right.
Scored, they had 64 total yards.
Who are they?
Yeah.
It was bad.
Maybe they, you know, the old, the proverbial, they kick it up in the postseason. I mean, they did just win the Super Bowl last year, so the expectation is postseason. Maybe that's when they do their best work.
Seahawks are definitely the team to avoid, though. That's just straight up. The team you need to avoid in the playoffs is the Seahawks. And for as long as possible.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.